Welcome back to Extension 720 here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. My next guest in studio right now, ready to play live, Che Apalachi is an award-winning bluegrass band, a bluegrass band from Argentina. The frontman Joe Troop originally hails from North Carolina, but moved to Buenos Aires about 10 years ago. While living in South America, Troop taught bluegrass and banjo to local musicians and introduced an iconic American sound to a Latin American culture. The result? One of the most talked about fusion fiddle bands on the circuit today. The band is on a massive North American tour with dates stretching through the end of the year. In studio with us, Joe Troop from Che Apalachi. Also, Powell, Franco, and Martin are here as well. What are we going to hear, Joe?
Pa mi panavanu.
That's live music from in studio. Che Apalachi, like I said, Joe Troop, Pau, Franco, and Martin are all here in studio. Thank you so much for being here and playing live. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Justin.
You're on a tour right now, and why don't we start with this? This is Latin grass. What does Latin grass mean?
Well, Latin grass is basically our underlying concept, the fusion of Latin American folk music and Appalachian string band music.
And when you say Appalachian string band music, was that something that audiences in Argentina and other countries in South America were familiar with?
Not really. I mean, to a limited extent through, I guess, cartoons and television programs, but they hadn't really come into contact with it directly. There's not an extensive history of bluegrass bands down in Latin America. There have been a couple anomaly bands, but nothing is as serious as we ended up being in the long run.
What is usually, when you talk about the folk instruments that are involved, the mandolin, the fiddle, the banjo, are those instruments playing different types of music in Latin music, Latin culture?
In the case of Argentina, the mandolin isn't hardly played at all, neither is the banjo. The guitar is very prevalent in Argentinian folk music, but it's nylon strung guitar. So these steel string instruments are pretty much complete anomaly down there, except for, of course, the violin. But the playing style, the fiddle, has nothing to do with either tango or chacarera or other styles that are played on
and
the violin.
That's what the Americans may think of music that might be indigenous to Buenos Aires or Argentina would be tango. That would be the kind of music we would think would be coming out.
For sure. Tango is, I mean, it's the folk music of Buenos Aires and Montevideo. And, you know, it's an urban form of music. But there's also more rural forms of tango, and then there's tons of musical genres in Argentina because it's such a large country. You know, you've got everything from chamamé to chacarera, samba. There's a lot of vibrant musical traditions that are lesser known throughout the world, so we're kind of pulling from all of that stuff.
Well, I want to bring the guys in too. For you guys, what was your experience before you met Joe and before you started playing in the band? What was your experience with the banjo, with the fiddle, the mandolin?
Mostly YouTube, wandering in YouTube and learning from there until we met Joe and we got firsthand experience and knowledge.
It seems like it'd be a tough instrument to figure out.
It is. It is a very tough instrument to figure out. I'm Pau. I'm the guy that plays the banjo in this band. I fell in love with the banjo listening to Bela Fleck's music, but I already knew the banjo from before because it's an instrument that's been very portrayed in movies and series and cartoons mostly. So everybody knows, pretty much everybody, most young generations knows the banjo, but maybe they don't know it for real, but they have seen it and they know the name.
No one knows it. There's a 5-string banjo and a 4-string, and
nobody knows those kind of stuff.
Like, oh, banjo, the wrong guitar.
I don't think Americans know that either. But you know, there's something about this being such an American music that when you talk about the way the banjo and folk and bluegrass. Is it an accepted form of music? Do the South American cultures, do they say, oh, we love this kind of stuff? Or is it more like, well, you know what, keep your American stuff out of here?
Yeah, there's a lot of that because there's a very dark history between the United States and Latin America. I mean, most recently, the CIA instigated a reign of terror between 1976 and 1983. So that's the dictatorship was backed by the United States. And Argentinians are well aware of that. So there's definitely some reticence towards
accepting American culture in any form.
Right? And that's... That made it a little bit tough on me too to get acceptance in the local music scene because I'm like, hey man, I'm not all about that at all. But these forms of music are beautiful nonetheless, and so we're trying to like rid the stereotype, I guess, unchain the music from the oppressive stereotype it kind of conjures up.
When you started teaching banjo and started teaching some of these stringed instruments, what was the original? How did people accept it? Did they like that you were doing it? Did the students really grab onto it?
Yeah, some of them more than others. I taught mostly beginner banjo students who would come for, you know, maybe 2 classes, a couple of them for a few months. These guys are really the only ones that stuck around for years. And I have a couple other students who stayed on board and then became friends and then, you know, eventually we're all becoming colleagues, you know what I mean? 'Cause most of the interest was just hobbyist. There's not many people that have a huge unwavering passion for the 5-string banjo or the mandolin or these playing styles. I mean, it is a complete anomaly. It's akin to someone from Chicago falling in love with chacarera and playing at Bombo Leguero. And yeah, I mean, these guys are definitely odd birds.
We're weirdos.
Let's get the weirdos involved here. When playing this music, what from your background, as you bring from being in South America, what do you bring to the music? When you talk about the Latin rhythm and the Latin sounds that we may be familiar with here in Chicago and in the United States, how do you fuse those together? How do they go with the music of the Appalachian experience and the banjo?
In my case, I listen to a lot of types of music because I was born in Buenos Aires and it's a big city. Not only music from Argentina, music from different parts of the world, like Brazil, Europe. So I bring all that stuff to the band, I think.
Pretty much Martin and I have the most difficult part, I believe, on that, because a lot of the genres that we try to emulate or we try to play with these instruments have, for example, a guitar. There's a guitar in them. So Franco has like examples of what he could be doing, or there's a backstory of that kind of music. Right. Joe also has it with chamamé or with chacarera. It's not called fiddle, but there's violin.
Right.
But then when you have to play a chacarera or a samba or a chamamé, and I have to add the banjo to it. I have no...
There's no experience.
There's no experience. Yeah, right. I'm. It's like a just a, how would you say, an ojo en blanco.
A blank slate.
A blank slate. And but I try to approach the instrument as a musician and not as a banjoist. Mm. So I try to figure out whatever can be done. It's not like, okay, let's do a lick and let's roll. And I try to see, okay, what can I do that adds to the music? And I go for that.
Yeah, but actually it could be easier for, I mean, more difficult for us or easier because there's nothing to compare. So everything we do, it would be quote unquote fine, but
no,
it could sound good or bad,
right.
But it's nothing to compare to.
I guess that's a good thing for a musician in the sense that they're open to whatever sound that can come out.
Right. We're just trying to create sonic photographs of emotions that are reminiscent of the genres we're fusing. You know what I mean? It's sort of like if you cultivate a deep understanding of something on an emotional level, it'll eventually come out in either your compositions or your playing or your singing. So it's kind of nice to just really be genuinely and authentically inspired by a lot of different stuff that runs the, you know, runs the gamut. Because as, I mean, just look at us. We're, Paul's from Mexico. He's an immigrant like me in Argentina. These guys are from a huge city, 14 million people. Buenos Aires is very cosmopolitan. So we're definitely the products of globalization, but we try to be, really as moved as we can by different folk traditions from all over the world. And what we listen to is very eclectic. So, I mean, Latin grass is definitely, that's our shtick.
Right.
But what we are is just four guys in our 20s and 30s exploring world music and just, you know, because we have access to it in the modern world.
When you talk about the Latin rhythm or really baseline, if you will, of Latin music, how does that, from your vantage point, growing up in North Carolina, knowing Appalachian folk music and bluegrass, how do they intersect? Are there moments where you're like, I know exactly how these two...
Very rarely. There's a lot of things that are completely contrary. I mean, you can't just fuse bluegrass and chacarera. But in one of the compositions on our first album, Prisionero, it actually happened somehow. But it happened through an extensive having lived both things as a group and as people, and then somehow it came across not as cheesy. The danger is creating fluff, just creating some sort of...
I would like to add, in that particular song, it happened really organically. Like, we were making an arrangement
right.
of the song, and it kind of... By the end of the song, it happens that I start doing a roll and Martin enters with a chop that's kind of bluegrassy. But the rhythm, it's...
The underpinning's still chacarera.
It's a polyrhythm that's a chacarera. It's kind of...
They're very incongruous, actually, at first glance. And to fuse them was sometimes a... Well, it requires a very patient process.
For someone who comes from North Carolina, goes down to South America, is an immigrant in Buenos Aires, and comes back with this fusion to play a North American tour, to play an American tour where you're playing Appalachian festivals, and here comes the summer, you're going to be on stage at all sorts of folk festivals all around the country. Is it received well? Are people I'm not trying to make it seem like everyone who plays folk music is gung-ho about this. Are people respecting the fusion of the
Absolutely.
Two cultures?
Absolutely. And you know what? There's a large part of the population of the United States in particular that hasn't... Well, there's definitely an intersectionality of identity between Latin America and the States. There's a lot of people that have Latinx heritage and also American generations in the United States. So it speaks to those people immediately. But on a symbolic level, we are so connected with Latin America in the United States that people are, anyone who's even slightly aware knows that that's the history of the prosperity of the United States has been directly in correlation to the amount of things we could get out of Latin America. I mean, I hate to say it like that. It sounds kind of doomsday-ish. But so this is kind of like, an intent to express the beautiful things that can come out of the relationship between the United States and Latin America. So people like that, the concept. They encourage us a lot and get, you know, hoot and holler.
Yeah, and of course they love the music. The music sounds great. Che Apaleche is the band that is in studio tonight. It's Joe Troop, Pau Andres Barja Mateu, close?
Barjau.
Barjau. I gotta get that. That's what I'm missing, the tongue roll, but that sounds great. Franco Martino? And Martin Bobrick.
Yes.
Got it. And Joe Troop. They are Che Apaleche. They are on a tour of the country right now. What are we going to hear right now?
Well, we're going to play, actually, a bluegrass song. This is one that I wrote while reflecting upon those that take advantage of religious fundamentalism in order to bolster support for their political campaigns, and it's called The Rock of Ages.
The Rock of Ages, Che Apalache. My name is Joe Troop of Che Apalache, and we're going to play Maria. Thank you. everybody. My name's Joe Troop, and I'm here with Che Apalache, and we're going to do one right now called The Wall. Come, friends, come gather round for to sing, sing we joyfully.
Let's sing about a better world.
Where different paths have been unfurled. Of a land where freedom rings. From way up high on the mountainside, one can see the wide world over.
From way up there, it's plain to see.
Regardless of one's race or creed, in our hearts we're all the same. Come, sisters, brothers, gather near, for we've come to share our worry.
We fear what some folks have been saying
about Latin Americans. The truth's been misconstrued. There's all kinds of talk about building a wall down along the southern border.
About building a wall between me and you.
Lord, and if such nonsense should come true, then we'll have to knock it down. Cause that idea won't fly so high as a wingless bird in a rock-hard sky. So no, siree, we won't comply. We're going to stand our ground. To love thy neighbor as thyself is a righteous law to live by.
But they sing a different song.
They break us up so they stay strong, and ignorantly we're strung along until we meet our doom. Yes, our leaders are so ripe with sin, they feed us a chance to rope us in. But someday soon we'll find, my friends, that we're pinned against the wall. Come, friends, come, friends, come gather round, for to sing, oh, sing we joyfully.
Let us sing about a better world,
where better paths will soon unfurl. No man's blood shall stain the sword of a land where freedom rings.